Hey, everybody, this is Margaret with the One Crazy Journey podcast. And this episode is part one of a two-part series. And Stetson and I are super excited to share this with you. We are talking about social media, and you know how much we love talking about this particular subject. So we are breaking it down into two parts. The first part, we are talking about how to take your content and multi-purpose it to other platforms. I'm going to cue up the theme music now, and then we'll get right into it. Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life?
We have, and the answer wasn't what we expected.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson. We made a really big decision to do a complete rebrand of our four-year-old relocations company. New look, new business model, the works.
Some people might think we're crazy. Do you? But it's what we needed to do in order to better align ourselves with our goals for our company.
In this podcast, we talk about not only our journey through rebranding, but all things business. Marketing, building your client base, social media.
In fact, there is never an end to the topics we will discuss here. So we invite you now to sit back, take notes, and enjoy the One Crazy Journey podcast.
Hello, hello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the One Crazy Journey podcast. Here we are again.
It's Christmas week on the week that we're recording this. So we're a lot of stuff to do before Christmas starts. When you're watching this, Christmas will be over. But for us, we're like trying to right. finish everything before Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun stuff that we're doing with our family and stuff, hanging out, chilling.
Yeah. We've got a family gathering this Wednesday.
Yeah. We're doing Christmas early just because everyone
has
their separate lives for Christmas nowadays.
I know. Can you believe that? Everybody's got their separate lives. I mean, like, wow.
Everyone has their own houses, own kids almost.
Yeah, but it's hard to coordinate all the family schedules. And we do try to make it so that everybody is available. There's unfortunately, one person not available, but hopefully we'll get her on Zoom because she's in Colorado.
Dang it, I forgot that we're not going to be able to give her gifts.
Oh, yeah.
So we are fortunate enough to get a lot of stuff for free. From a bunch of companies. Yeah. So we are fortunate to get a lot of stuff for like testing and videos that we use for our Amazon, but obviously we can't keep all of it. We have so much stuff. And so,
right. We'd be overrun.
And we are overrun already.
Love. Yeah.
So right. We went through all of our stuff just now and we picked out gifts that we know people would like. We don't want to give them clutter and just random things.
Yeah.
So we got some gifts that we think they're going to like. That we'll get
out of the because, things that we got.
Yeah. Cause our family doesn't do gifts for everyone. We do a secret Santa with the kids and then like the kids, meaning my age.
Yeah.
Like
the adult kids.
The adult kids.
Yes.
And then everyone gets the parents' gifts and then we do gifts for the kids. Obviously everyone gives gifts for the kids.
The younger kids.
Yeah. So we're not giving
like
gifts.
My grandkids, like, Stetson's niece and nephew, right. Those kids.
Like ones. I'm not giving gifts like my brother or sister. Like I'm not giving gifts to everyone.
Yeah.
But we are giving gifts to everyone now because we have so much stuff. But
we're spreading the love.
Spreading the love. And we went through it and we think they're going to like
they're good.
What we gave them.
And everything that comes to us is really good quality. But again, if somebody's not going to use it or love it, we don't want to give it to them.
Right.
So we went through very meticulously, thought about it.
Hand selected pieces for each person.
Yes.
Got rid of a few things that we decided not to. So it was good. We feel better.
Yeah.
But we got to wrap all those. We left all the wrapping to the last minute. I haven't wrapped a single gift and it's Monday.
I have not either. My tree is up, but I have no gifts under there. Nothing wrapped.
I have gifts under there, but they're not wrapped. I'm like, this is what I need to wrap.
I got all my gifts in my guest room right now. They're just sitting there waiting.
So anyways, we got a lot of stuff to do. We got to wrap all of our gifts, do all the family Christmas stuff. I have like something I'm doing every night except for Tuesday.
Oh yeah. You're busy. You mean like with friends and stuff like gatherings?
Well, tomorrow, I mean that, or tonight, that is tonight. He just invited us over to decorate cookies.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do cookies and pizza. And then tomorrow's the only night I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Wednesday, our family.
Family.
Thursdays, Brandon's family. Mom's.
Yeah.
And then Christmas Eve, we'll probably do something with Lisa or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then Saturday is Christmas. And so we'll do Christmas in the morning with Lisa. And then Brandon's grandparents are doing a thing out there.
And so you'll go out there in the afternoon. Busy. My Christmas is going to be kind of quiet. We have that. We're going to brave the Costco tonight, though, because we do want to get something for dinner. We want to get like a really nice cut of beef.
We
got to
figure out what we're doing for dinner, too.
For Christmas Day dinner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're having it, Brandon's mom or me.
No, I was talking about Wednesday.
Oh.
See, we there's so many things. Now we're like having a conversation that you can do.
Side topic here.
So many things. This is what you can be like. You're sitting in the room with us right now. Anyways, Christmas is this week. So we have a lot of stuff going on. Yes. And then on top of that, we just hired our Facebook ads manager, or a Facebook ads agency that we mentioned last week. But
yeah,
we need to get a few things to them, and we need to take some pictures and do a couple videos for ads. So we need to get that.
Yeah, because we're going to do that tomorrow is our plan.
Yes.
Which, so they can start running ads soon. By the time this podcast comes out, that will be gotten to them. But there's little components too that we have to get, little verifications, little this and that. So we've got one more little thing, and then they will have all the control they need and all the assets they need to get going. But we do have some video recording and some photos to take.
On top of getting our funnels tweaked. We had a really, really good meeting with our Facebook ads agency, and it was about copy, because we have someone going to be writing all of our ads for us. Thank the Lord, because we both hate it, writing copy.
Oh my gosh.
I despise it. I'm not the best at it.
It's a lot of work. I know. And I feel like between the two of us, like if one of us writes it and the other one edits it, like we make a pretty good team that way, no matter who's writing, who's editing, but it's just the person who's sitting and writing it. It's like agonizing.
In the perfect world, we would have someone write our emails too. Like we do our emails. They're okay.
Yeah.
But when you're thinking about a funnel, when every single sentence counts, when you want it to convert, and it's like, some people's brains just work that way.
I know.
Where you tell them about your person, they're like, this is it. Like I can write from their perspective in a minute. It doesn't, even though we know our person so clear, it's still hard for us to write from their perspective.
It is.
It's just not natural. Not
It's not our forte.
But we have our funnel up and running, our pantry class funnel that we told you about last week. But, and so we had a really good meeting with them, and it just even got even more clear on who we're speaking to. And so there is quite a bit of things that we need to tweak on the funnel before it's ready for ads, which is really, really good, because we're getting more clear, more clear, more clear. Hence our conversation last week when we were saying that was like the number one thing we learned from our event that we went to in September. It was like, you got to talk to one specific person, like who. So even every single week, especially after we hired our agency, we're getting more and more clear.
Yeah. We evolved to another level of clarity,
which is really great.
Yeah.
But there's,
because that's where the magic happens. Once you get it nailed down to whoever it is you're talking to, that's where the magic starts to happen. And that was a really great call. But he just gave us so much perspective.
Yeah. We hire them. They have like a upfront fee, and then we obviously have to pay for ads. But I was like, that was worth this month's fee alone. Was that like just 2 hour meeting conversation that we had? I was like, this is so good. So we feel really excited about it, but there is some things that we got to get ready before we run ads. Yeah.
We've got to tweak the dashboard a little bit, tweak the funnel a bit, quite a bit, little tiny things in the funnel, and then connect everything with the ad agency. And then it's all just going to be good to go. And then we'll share about it as we go, as we learn. Mm-hmm. It's got to run for a while, and it's got to sell like 100 or so components. And then we can kind of take a look and see what's working. Then our ad agency will be experimenting.
And they'll tell us what to do, which is so nice.
Yes.
They will tell us what we need to change. I was like, if we need to redo the whole thing, I will do it as long as I know that it will work. Like we have, like what we have now is working. But they just are in it now, where I just feel like even if we had to redo the whole thing and they're like, this is what I suggest, I know whatever they suggest will work. So because it's just like a relief. They have the experience.
Yeah.
And they run ads every single day, and they work with all these people. So, we're
amazing.
Very excited about working with them. On another side note of what happened this week, which we sent out an email about, but it was just one of those things. We were like, what is happening? And then we'll get into our topic of the day. But one more story piece was, we posted a brand deal with Costco. Yay for us. That was really awesome.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Yeah. We kept secret about it. We couldn't share for a long time. And
it took a while.
And it was a lot of several months, I feel like.
Yeah. We booked them a while ago. Yeah. And we booked them, I don't know, probably in October, I would say. And we wanted to do a Christmas video with them. And we've just never worked with someone that big. Obviously, we had our brand manager, which she managed the whole thing, which was super nice. But when you're working with someone as big as Costco, there's a lot of layers of approval that it takes to, before you post a video, it has to go to, I don't know, that like a team, then it has to go to their legal team, then it has to go, like, they got to read the copy. It's like, there's so many things. Normally when you work with brands, you have to send in your content for approval, but they like, they're like, oh, okay, perfect. Like,
yeah,
done. But we waited like 2 weeks basically back and forth, like for approval on this. We had to change two small things in the copy, like one word, which was nice. We didn't have to change anything else, but it's just the time that it took to go back and forth with the package that we're offering. And then we got to film the content. And then, so it just was a few months.
It's a big darn deal when you're working with a big brand like ready. That. Yeah,
it is. And so we were so nervous to post it. We recorded the video way in advance. We got it approved. We're posting on Wednesday. And then of course, Wednesday comes along and Instagram has to have an outage.
And no,
it had to have this
on
huge
the worst day ever
on our biggest brand deal. We had zero views on a reel, and it wasn't that we had zero views. It's that reel or the views weren't showing up because Instagram was having
an
issues.
Outage. Yes.
So
gotta love technology.
And people weren't able to get into the app and the story views were down, and it was just the worst day to post the biggest brand deal of your life. But we didn't know.
We didn't know that was going to happen. You know, you can't predict these things.
Exactly.
And even then, I feel like everybody's account is still trying to recover from that outage.
It
like
is.
Things are weird since then.
Because even still, we don't even know really how many views we're at with our brand deal. Because right now it says we have 19,000, which is not correct. Because the views started counting about 11 p.m. that night because I was looking at them.
Oh, yeah.
And so I know. And then when we go to the insights, it says we reached like 30, like we have 31,000 views. So I'm still not sure how many views we actually have. We have like 700 comments. So all I can do is really look at the videos. I have around 700 comments. So it seems like it's between like 30 and 40,000, which is
accurate.
A decent thing for a brand deal, especially during the outage.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those things where it's like, really, really? So I posted it. I was like, refresh. Why does it have any views? I was like, does it really suck? Because we normally get views right away.
At least it's some.
And then I refreshed again. And I was like,
it still says
okay,
zero.
Let me watch it from my personal account. Calmly watched it, go back, zero views. And then I was like, wait a second. We have 5 likes and we have a comment. What's happening? But zero views. And then finally I put the things together.
Yeah.
And it was because Instagram was having outages and issues. So you just got to love it. We were like, why? Why on the biggest day?
Why today?
And then one last thing that we did was Amazon Live invited us to do this really fun live stream. We got the headliner page.
Oh yeah. That was
on
really
Amazon
fun.
Live on the same day.
We were headliners with a lot of celebrity kind of influencers on Amazon.
So we
Live.
Had our Costco brand deal on Wednesday. And then also on Wednesday, we got invited last minute to get the headliner spot between 11 and 12 on Amazon Live. And the people that were doing it was like JoJo Fletcher from The Bachelorette, right. Another Bachelor, Matt James, The Bachelor, and like all these other celebrities. I'm like, okay, I guess
like, this is going to
go. I didn't
go
realize
well.
How big of a deal it was until like the day before.
Yeah, we just thought, I mean, when you first told me about it, I thought it was just an extra
like
promotion
extra exposure
thing.
Almost.
Yeah, like we've done with them before and they put us on a special
little
line.
Page and yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were different. The people,
this
which
was
really fun. So we were like live with a bunch of people. Like,
yeah, we had like 600 people most of the time.
Live during.
That were live, which is a lot for a live.
Yeah.
To have
like the whole time for an hour.
650 people on there.
Yeah. So we felt pretty, you know, happy and grateful about that opportunity. So it was a big day on Wednesday. Things just don't go as planned, but we're figuring it out. All you got to do is figure it out. So between the last week, I've been trying to figure out back and forth with our brand manager of like, what can we do to make it right with Costco, even though it wasn't our fault? Like, we're giving them free stuff.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. You got to keep adding more value, especially when something goes awry like that. You just add as much value as you can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So gotta love it.
Yeah.
But that was our exciting week. So we got that brand deal behind us.
We
I was like,
did.
Hey, at least it takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
Of performing because the real
there
the video
no
views weren't counting because I feel like I would have just all day been refreshing
probably,
which I kind of was to see if they started working.
Yeah,
but I was like, I guess it takes the pressure off of how many views we got because the views aren't loading. I was like, okay. So what we kind of talk about today of the topic of the day.
Yeah,
is,
I feel like this is a topic that you are quite the expert in. So I'll be like, feel like I'm going to be interviewing you in a way and just try to ask you questions.
Obviously a lot of our life the past 4 months, 3 months has been Instagram, social media. That's like what we do now. And so I know we've talked about this like briefly in the past, but we figured we'd kind of dive in deep of like how we've been able to reuse our content to reach a bunch of people around the world on multiple different platforms. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So how, like, our process and how we do that and how maybe you can duplicate this to help you grow your business, whether it's you want to get more followers or you want to get more clients or whatever,
or you just maybe just want more exposure for the different things that you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we can start with how we record the reels, or how we record our videos, I should say, not even reels, and then how we repurpose them on other platforms and the kind of how we can reach so many people that we do every single month, I guess.
Right. Because we are reaching quite a few people on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest,
and YouTube Shorts.
YouTube Shorts. Yeah. Yes. And Facebook is growing because that's just an automatic transition between Instagram and Facebook. So those five platforms. And we are reaching millions
with the same video.
Yeah. Millions of people combined with all of those platforms with every piece of content that you're putting out there.
Right. And I think what we had this, we had to do some math for this thing that we're working on, but what was it? Did we do it like 30 days or was it 60 days where we reached like 20 million people, which sounds crazy.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember if that was a 60 day thing or
it was either 20 or 60. Mm-hmm. And we did the calculation because we needed to know. Mm-hmm. And it was 20 million people, which like, dang, that's crazy.
That we're reaching in that period of time, if it was a 30 day or a 60 day. But even if it was a 60 day period, that's a lot of folks.
That's a lot of
people to reach in that period of time.
Yeah. So how we kind of do that, we figured it'd be interesting to know because social media is crazy right now and everyone is doing it. So
yeah. And it seems like the more people that do it, the harder and the more competitive it becomes. I know.
Reels were so easy in March.
When you were first talking about it and pushing it, like everybody,
I told you, I was like, you got to get on it quick. You got to get on it quick to get the boost. And now it's like,
now everybody's doing it. So now nobody's getting quite the gain, the quick growth gain that they were back in March, April, May.
You can still do it. It's just, you really got to keep up with the trends. Mm. And that's like a whole nother topic, is like finding viral content.
Yeah.
Which is easy, but also takes a little bit of work.
Yeah.
So what we do in our videos is I guess I can touch there, just brush on the topic, is for us, as we mentioned last week, we've been focusing on how can we monetize our content. And so for me, we obviously are organizers. Like, we talk about organizing, but we also talk about like styling tips and little gadgets and things. Cause we're always talking to that one person. What would she be interested in? All these different topics. So I like to research products that are going viral on TikTok. So that way we can push to our Amazon storefront and make money on our videos when we might not be partnering with a company on a brand deal. Right. So that's what I like to start with, is researching. So you got to research what's going viral, what trends are active right now, even on Instagram. They're different on Instagram and TikTok, but sometimes you can see an overlap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In like products and things. Like when I'm trying to find a video, like products to buy on Amazon that we can push that will lead to sales, I always go on TikTok and I see what types of like videos are doing well, what Amazon little gadgets can we buy that people might be interested in. Example, if you go to our Instagram, so many people are asking for this foil organizer on Amazon. You can organize your saran wrap and foil organizer. Crazy amounts of people
loving that one. Yeah. And again, you know, it's tying into what we do, organizing products, making things more efficient, stylish, organized homes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I saw that on TikTok and I'm like, oh, I already know this is a viral video. The first time we posted it has 2 million
views.
And
at the time, was it viral on TikTok when you saw it?
I think there was a viral video about it, or it was like starting to become a thing. It was that, and also the plastic bag organizer. I saw those at the same time. I'm like, these are, you already know, going to blow up.
Yeah.
And so you can look for little hints and things to see, oh, that product is interesting, or that product, you know, is doing really well.
Especially because it caught your eye. So it would probably do well in the eye of your audience too, right? Exactly. Is that helpful too? Like if it catches your eye, then it might be something that other people that are following you would be interested in seeing.
Yeah. I think you just got to think about like, just always think from the perspective of your audience, I guess.
Yeah.
Cause there's a lot of stuff on TikTok and there's a lot of little things that you can talk about, but like, we don't want to talk about junk, but we also like, our audience likes those cool gadgets, like the bag sealer that they may have not ever heard of before.
Right.
You know,
I love that thing, by the way, I use it every day.
Yeah. So again,
So looking at those products that, you know, okay, caught my attention, but yes, my person that I speak to would like this particular gadget or.
And that's how we kind of branched out of just organizing. Cause before it was just organizing, 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 but we can only organize so many spaces. And so that's how I've been able to branch out into talking more about products that aren't necessarily organizing products, but they're like the trendy, cool things that she would like. So that's what we're always thinking about. So you can look at that, or you can also just look at trends. Like right now, wrapping paper videos are doing really well. Folding videos are doing really well. Like you can think of the time that you're in. Everyone's wrapping gifts.
Oh, so just can showing those little hacks, like how to wrap something, tips. How to make a bow easily.
Yes. And a bunch of people are doing this. And so you can, I always like to tag who I got the idea from, like Efficient Spaces has, she's like, does wrapping paper videos. It's like all she does throughout the year. So I always make sure I tag the content creator that I found it from, if I can. The folding lady has really good ideas for folding. So I always make sure I tag them, but just looking at little things like that. So that's kind of where I start, and I get some ideas of trends that we can do.
Yeah.
And then I start doing the video. So whether I have to order products or I have to reorganize the space, whatever, it's kind of always the same. We use a ring light to hold our phone up. We also have a few little other gadgets that we use, like lighting. If you want to increase your lighting, especially nowadays, it's really dark all throughout the day.
In the United States, it's winter time right now. And especially as you get farther up north toward, you know, like toward the Canada area.
Yeah.
It's like
you
we only have
so much light.
Right. And the sun only gets so high in the sky. So it's pretty gloomy. Even on a sunny day, it might not be as bright as what it would be in the summertime.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really hard for me to get good lighting. And so we invested in some studio lights that we use for filming, obviously, but I've actually been using them for reels as well.
Yeah.
If you're interested to see like the gadgets that we have a folder in our Amazon storefront. It's called Influencer Gadgets, and every single gadget that's in there, we have. Not saying you have to buy all of it, but if you want to see the ring light we use and also the light, the studio lights, a little gadget I recently got where you can film like directly above.
Oh, that thing is awesome. You can clip I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. It's all bendy. You can clip it onto a thickest table. Yeah. The thickest of furniture.
And then you can like record right on top of things, which is nice because a ring light is stands straight up. You can only get so many angles.
Right.
So
but this one will actually bend that 90 degree angle and close up if you need, you can move it around pretty easily.
Yeah. So if you want to see what we use for filming, you can check that out. But anyway, so then I start to film, our videos, and I'm trying to see of how much detail I want to go in this because I could talk about it forever, but a simple, easy way to record reels is you just think about it beginning, middle, and end. What's an intro that will catch people's attention, the middle of the video to hold their attention, and then the end. And I always say tease. If you can tease them to rewatch the video where you only show them a second of, you know, the finished space or a second of like, oh, I want to watch that again. The better your video will perform. If your people watch your video over and over, it's going to perform better.
Right.
Or if they especially like if watch it all the way through.
Like they didn't get to look at that finished thing long enough.
Exactly.
So then they'll want to watch it again and again.
Yeah. Okay. So I always say like hook, hold, tease is my formula for doing videos. Hook them in, hold their attention, and tease them at the end to make them rewatch it. That's kind of how I like to look at it. So I record all of our videos just on our normal camera. I don't record it in an app. I don't record it on TikTok. I don't record it on Instagram. There are rumors going around that your videos might perform better if you record it in the app. Go for it if you want to. I tried to record a video in the app on Instagram because we haven't gotten our bonuses unlocked yet, which is a whole nother thing, but I'm irritated about it. I'm like, this, maybe if I record a reel in the app,
maybe it'll unlock
for it. Still hasn't. The video took me an hour to film. And I'm like, no, and it didn't perform any better than any of our other videos. So I'm just going to continue doing our thing
the way you have been
them.
Doing it.
Yes. Because I do not have the time to do that. So I record them just on a regular video camera. And then I added them in an app called InShot. It's a free app. It's amazing. So after our video is edited and then we upload it. So how you can kind of reach people, like more people than you would, is you can repurpose that video. So you can take that video, repost it on Instagram. Instagram is our main platform that we use. We have our biggest audience on there. So we focus on making videos for Instagram. But then you can take that and you can post it on TikTok. Then you can take that and you can post it on Pinterest Idea Pins. Pinterest Idea Pins is a newer thing that recently started during the summer because of TikTok and Instagram. So they needed to get into the short videos.
They better jump on the bandwagon.
So did YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts is blowing up right now. I've only touched the surface of experimenting with it, but we have probably like 80 followers on YouTube. Crazy, right?
80 followers is 80 people. Yeah.
But some of them have a few thousand views, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and that didn't take me any longer than maybe a minute to repost because the content's already done. On Pinterest idea pins, I experimented the other day of posting just a regular pin and it maybe reached like 30 people. Our Pinterest idea pins are reaching thousands, hundreds of thousands. We're reaching 2 million people on Pinterest just reposting. It's crazy. Super simple.
Yeah.
So that's how we're able to kind of reach more people than you would just with one content piece of content. And you just got to experiment with it. Sometimes this video will do really good on Instagram. Sometimes it will do shitty on TikTok. You know, it's just like, but.
And you have a strategy of recording on Instagram. And there was something about the watermark, like on TikTok, that like, if people are sharing like the other way around,
right,
sharing to Instagram and it has that watermark, that TikTok mm-hmm. watermark, like it won't perform
as well because right? Now they have tracking that they can do in the Instagram app and in TikTok app. They're competitors. They don't want you on each other's platforms. So if you're going to be yeah. recording in TikTok and you try and download that video, it will have a watermark on it. Mm-hmm. Same with Instagram as well. So
so that's another good thing too. Like if you're recording on your phone,
app, right.
Then
you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. You don't have those watermarks.
And that's a great thing to bring up because mm-hmm. then you can take that video and use it for a Facebook ad. You can use it on Pinterest and then it doesn't have a watermark. You're free to use it however you want.
Mm-hmm. You can use it on your website. Maybe you want yeah. a little video of a little demonstration of organizing or something exactly. on your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a link. You can store it somewhere and link it in an email so that people yeah. can watch you do your thing and
yeah.
store it in your Google Drive.
And I've heard of so many people just having issues. Like I've done the same thing too, where it's like, I've recorded something in Instagram and then it deletes my whole video. Like that's happened multiple times before.
That's so frustrating.
And same with TikTok where you're like, oh, like you meant to discard one clip, but then you discard the whole video and it's darn just it. Not worth it. Like, will you get more views? Maybe. I don't know. Really. I haven't done
haven't
a lot of experiment
but
with
you
it.
You haven't seen an extreme difference.
But for the time that it took me to record that one video for Instagram.
And if it's not showing quite the same, it's not worth it. It's not worth your time.
Or not
or
worth
have
my
that
time.
Happen, right? Where you yeah. accidentally delete. So record on your phone. Use a little app like InShot.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to repurpose it.
Thanks for listening to the One Crazy Journey podcast, where we have a brand new episode every Monday.
Like what you hear? Then subscribe so you never miss a show.
And while you're at it, why not hop over to our Instagram at everything.nb and follow us there so you can keep up with our stories.
And on a side note, we often make references in our episodes about the programs, books, and apps and other tools that we love.
If you would like to know what these tools are, then take a look at the show notes for this episode and find the link to our free resource guide.
Well, that's it for today. So you can listen to us next time on the One Crazy Journey podcast.
And if you use your imagination, you can see us too.